Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
From the Reverend Al Green to the Reverend John Harrison. How about that? We got it all right here on the Small Business Advocate Show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. Not very reverend at all, I'm afraid. I'm the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. The Reverend John Harrison is our guest. He is a certified financial planner, author of Making Mammon Serve You, and one of our very good Brain Trust members. John, thanks again for being here. I know you like Al Green, too. I'm sure you do. Who wouldn't?
He's an amazing voice.
Who doesn't love Al Green, right? The Reverend Al Green. So, John, we're talking about how much debt's too much. We talked about Greece and the problems that Greece and Puerto Rico have gotten themselves into. And the thing is, John, there's nothing uncomplicated about what happened to them, and everything is not only wasn't complicated, John, it was 100% fall off a log, idiot proof, predictable, wasn't it?
That's absolutely true.
There's nothing, every step they took to move themselves in the direction of default, where they are right now, bankruptcy, where they are right now, every step they took was a completely transparent step towards ruin.
Mm-hmm. I've always thought there's a reason why accountants and CFOs are hired rather than elected. Because, you know, the politician's job is to get reelected and to tell people what they want to hear.
Right.
And what people want to hear is you can have all these benefits, and we don't have to worry about how much they actually cost. I mean, we have a presidential candidate running for office in this country right now who suggests that from this point forward, state colleges should be free for everybody.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I mean, who wouldn't want a free college education?
Right.
The problem is somebody's got to pay
for it. Who pays for it? That's the thing. That's the thing that these progressives kill me. You know, just like with Greece. You know, who's going to pay for all this stuff that the Greeks have rejected? So, all right, let's transition the story home. Let's bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
To where we all are. We're all running businesses, and if we want to grow, we're borrowing money to buy a new piece of equipment or a new fixture or a truck or something, a computer system or something. Many of us are. I borrowed a lot of money in my life, and I will tell you, say, in full disclosure, John, I have been Greece before.
Mm-hmm.
I was Greece once. I was bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't take bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
I worked my way out of it, but I was bankrupt once. And so when I talk about these things, it's, John, it's not like I don't know what it, you know, what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
I've done these things.
Yes.
I was stupid. I was desperate. Part of getting too much debt is not just not doing what you know you shouldn't do, but you're desperate. And desperate men do desperate people do desperate things. So how do we determine when we have too much debt and take the steps to stop?
Well, there's a couple of things to do, and the first is to realize that lenders will generally lend you more money than you can afford to pay back. And that's because for them, the loan is an asset. For you, it's a liability. Mm-hmm. They have a reason to want to get as many loans out there as they can. But you've got to do your own numbers. In the case of Greece, for instance, the European Central Bank vastly underestimated the effect of austerity on the Greek economy, and they overestimated Greece's ability to repay, and now we have this mess.
I also don't think that they imagined that the Greeks would not conform to some kind of austerity.
Agreed.
Okay.
So since what we've got to do as business owners is run our own numbers, and there's a couple of ratios that are a good quick check to say, can I afford the borrowing that I'm contemplating? And the first check is to compute the ratio of your business income to your interest expense.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the interest coverage ratio. And basically, you just add up all your debt, your equipment loans, your real estate loans, your working capital loans, whatever you've got, and you take your operating income, which is your gross revenue minus all your expenses except interest and taxes, and you divide that by what your interest payment would be.
Mm-hmm.
And if that ratio is 1.2 to 1.5, you can cover your interest. If it's something smaller than that, you're already in trouble and don't need to borrow more.
Mm-hmm.
There's a similar ratio that you use.
But wait, John, wait. Mm-hmm. I've got three proposals out. If any one of those hit, I'll be golden. I'll be able to deal with all this.
Yes, and that's where the trouble comes from. Because we're all optimistic.
Then fast forward 2 weeks. How'd those three proposals turn out? Well, I lost all of them.
Yeah.
But did you make? But how about the loan? What'd you do? I did get the loan.
Yeah. and that's kind of what happens with these countries. They all have rosy predictions of how the economy will look next year and how they're going to, you know. But if it doesn't work out that way, and for business owners, it's very tough because we can't do what we do and be pessimists.
Right.
So we're not thinking that, you know, next quarter is going to be a hard quarter. We think, I'm going to make more money next quarter than I've ever made. But a bird in the hand when it comes to debt.
Mm-hmm.
You can only go with your actual existing resources rather than the resources you plan to have because things happen to the best laid plans.
Right, right, absolutely. So, so what? But we don't need to wait till our bank tells us that they're not going to lose any money. In fact, what I've tried to do in the last 20 years of my career is never put myself in a position where my banker says no.
Yes.
Because if your banker ever tells you no, you really have found you've already found yourself in a hole. Just like you said a minute ago, they'll loan you more than you should. If they tell you no, when they say no, I can't loan you any more money, you need to say, okay, that means I'm already in trouble.
Yes.
Website, John, I need your website.
AspireFA.com.
Spell it.
A-S-P-I-R-E. F as in financial, A as in advisor, AspireFA.com.
There it is, folks. Quick break. John Harrison and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.